This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Oh, my God. My God, all over. Ooh, there we go. Boom. All right.
Boom.
It's happening.
Boom.
It's happening. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hope yeah.
So I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm going to see Downton Abbey today. So excited.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah, I hope it's excellent. I hope it's the best movie you've ever seen.
Hooman saw it yesterday, I guess. He wrote me last night. He's like, oh my God, it's actually pretty good. I've never seen any episodes. I'm like, excellent. He's like, you're going to love it.
Oh, good.
I know I am. It's very exciting.
Good for
very
you.
Very exciting. Yes, thank you.
How was John's birthday?
It was good. Yesterday, I stopped at the Safeway on my way home, picked up some Bisquick, and I made strawberry shortcakes. They came out good, thank
cakes.
God. Well, yeah, I just make little ones.
Oh, okay.
You know, they come out like a biscuit size.
Like
a sweet biscuit. Oh, my God, so good.
You don't just want to buy those from the...
No, I like to make
those
them.
Those little spongy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Look, in a pinch.
Exactly.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some heavy whipping cream and a bunch of strawberries. Sliced them all up. It was fun.
Where'd you guys go eat?
We walked over to Tamil Pie. It's right, this pizza place right near my house. So we went over, and the whole time I'm like, Sarah, don't eat too much. You have a whole, thank you. Hold on. Tamil Pie. So easy. So nice. Like, when I used to live up the hill. Oops. I used to live up the hill, and there was no walking anywhere. You know? I mean, you could.
But why would you?
If you wanted to walk down the 700 stairs and then walk back up the 700 stairs.
Yeah, but that view.
Yeah, nice view. Very nice view. Yeah. Nice big house, too. Mm-hmm. But you know what the thing was? It was, like, up in the fog. So it would be really beautiful day. Like, we'd pick the kids up at school. It'd be sunny and 75. Perfect. And I'd look up, and I could see the fog sitting up there. I'm like, oh, great. It's 50 and drizzly at my house all summer long. So we just have to leave all the time.
But that view from your bedroom. From your bedroom.
It's very nice.
Holy crap.
The view is beautiful. It's nice perching up there. When you're up there and you get everything, but then you're like, oh crap, I forgot milk. All right, kid.
Well, that's what you have kids for, right?
Right. So it's just been, I mean, we've lived in this new house we're in, for 10 years and 10 years already.
Has it been
10 years.
Oh my goodness.
And so, you know, just to be able to walk to the supermarket, it's freaking great. To be able to walk to yoga, I hear people do that.
You know what? You just said yesterday, you said something about there's a button that you push on your Instagram and you see all these messages people have sent you.
Yeah.
Well, I just clicked on it.
Oh, you did it.
And there are... I'm so sorry, everyone.
I know. Don't be
I've
sorry.
I've let you down in ways I can't even believe.
Are you talking about DMs?
Yeah.
You never saw those, huh?
Well, you see the ones that come from people that you follow.
Yeah.
And that follow, you know, that you guys follow each other. But, yeah, I recently was told that. Like, there's all these other...
A request.
I never look at that. Category. I don't.
So I just didn't even know that was there. And then I looked, I'm like, oh, no. Oops. Don't bother, guys.
It's not that it's just requests. It's there's letters there.
Yes.
Mm. Or DMs. Sorry. Yeah. Not letters. Why would anyone write
little
a letter?
Little Insta letters.
Right. Tommy, a guy who's been, you know, a follower or a fan of the friend of the show. That's a better way
Tommy
to put
Anderson?
It.
Tommy Anderson?
Forever.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, after so many years, we finally got pregnant. I look at it. It's September of last year.
Oh, God.
Ah, crap.
I like, know. It's, I honestly, I feel bad.
The lady goes, hey, I am considering packing it all in and moving to Eugene. Can you please tell me, I've heard you talk.
I'm like, from 2016.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how bummed I am.
I saw there were that many, and I went, I'm not going to look at a single one. I just can't do it. Because if I look at one, then I'll feel bad about looking. I'm like, I'm not looking at any of them. I'm not doing it.
I didn't mean to leave
I was
y'all
better
hanging.
Off, better off not knowing they were there. Just better off.
Old people.
I know. Well, you know, I just don't have all day to get sucked into something like that, frankly.
And it is all day. It's all day. Like
yeah.
Hours at least.
Well, and I have found that the more responsive you are with people, the more they write you. And I, you know, I can't even talk to my actual friends that I know in real life. I'm like, oh, this is boring. Please stop texting me. And now it's like, you know,
virtual
people.
Purses don't make themselves, Sarah.
That is true, Vinny. God, where'd you hear that? Because that's like a truism in my house. I've been working on this one purse that I saw. Well, this one purse that I saw online at the Lagunitas Beer Circus.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we were waiting in the hour-long line. You know, plenty of time to look around and see things. This chick had this really cute purse.
Did you, in fact, dump out the contents, turn it inside out, and figure out how
I wasn't going to ask her to do that, but I took a bunch of pictures of it, and so I've been...
She's like, why is that lady taking
pictures? No,
I
said to her, I said, please excuse me, I think you have a really cute purse, and I make purses. May I take some pictures of your purse?
Mm-hmm. Did you say I'm kind of a big deal, too?
No, yeah. I did not
and
say
And can
that.
I cut in front of you?
Please, if I had thought I was a really big deal, I wouldn't be waiting in that GD line. I would have gone, excuse me, I'm a really big deal. I need to walk into this festival right now. I'm not going to wait in this line. But no, I'm too much of a pussy, and I had to wait in the line. So anyway, while I was waiting in the line, I saw this purse. So I took pictures, and mm-hmm. When was that? Saturday? So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I made three different versions of it, trying to get the right size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, those things, they don't do themselves, you know.
And
what?
How?
They're
you
already,
made three versions
sold.
Out. Oh, they came out good.
Yeah, they came out good. I don't know. I don't think it's something I'm going to continue to make, so there
Why?
You go, people. Because I don't love the way they came out, and I just don't love them.
Hmm.
But you said they're gone.
Yeah, they've sold them.
Oh.
You know.
You sold a subpar product?
No, they're cute. They're very cute. Mm-hmm. I just don't, for me, I'm not going to sit around making those.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. People got one of a three of a kind.
The purse business is clearly going well for you.
It is. It's really funny. You know what's funny about it is that, the only reason it's going well is because I have a radio show.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to kid
right.
myself.
Of
but
course.
The purses are cute.
Yeah.
But people are like, make more of this. I'm like, dude, I'm one person. And actually, I'm two people because I'm like, Debbie, cut all the fabric for this. Here's the exact measurements, exactly what I need. And she makes me a pile of fabric, and I just sit there and crank these things out. And
there's this one person
I'm not a factory
of yours all the time.
Which one?
It's just a little when I'm going somewhere real quick. And gonna come back home so I don't have to carry a bunch of junk. Mm. Just put my phone in there.
Yeah.
It's
the Glorious Three Way?
I don't know that one.
Does it have just a little slot for your phone and then a little pocket in the front?
No, it's
I named that after Vinny's.
It's a furry white purse with brown fringe on it, like tassel-y looking thing.
Don't even remember it. How long have you had it?
I think I took it from you.
Oh.
At your party last year.
Oh, okay.
When she opened up the closet.
Yeah,
I did.
I went in there and grabbed three. I was the first one in. Give me that.
Yeah. It's funny because Debbie's mad at me about that. I had just been making purses for years without doing the Etsy shop because I just can't, you know.
Have you told Debbie what you're mad about?
What am I mad about?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're mad about stuff. I mean, when she says, I'm mad about that, do you go, you know, I'm mad about some stuff too.
No, yeah. I'm not mad at her.
Oh, you're not mad at her
that's
for anything.
Over every single day, all day?
No.
Oh,
I don't mind that. Please, are you kidding me? Sometimes I go out there, look, Slappy Stuff's in business. I'm working hard. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Purses don't make themselves, it's true. So, what'd you do yesterday?
I drove to Bananas at Large.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, you should swing by. He goes, no, I don't have time for that. I'm like, okay.
I just spent 5 hours with you, Sarah. I don't need to spend any more time.
But he's right there.
No, but I'm telling you, you know this already. I was 2 hours off my schedule by going up there.
I'm like, what's another hour? Swing by.
I'm in Bananas at 10:01.
Oh, boy.
And Alan texts me and goes, what's your ETA? I'm like, they're ringing me up. What are you talking about? I'm here.
I'm walking out the door with my new keyboard.
You put me like 2 hours behind, you know, they didn't put me, but you know what I mean.
I'm driving all the way over there.
And then I'm on my way home and son of a bee.
What? Oh no.
I get caught in a speed trap going through Golden Gate.
You're kidding me.
Golden Gate Park.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
how
yeah,
that,
yeah. Wait, yes. So like 19th?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
the road. That
yeah, the little
through.
Curvy thing that yeah. goes through the park and comes out
on
19th.
Hooks you up on 19th, yeah. right?
And there is a guy sitting there, and then past him, so he's got a little record, you know, white Mercedes. I was doing, first of all, he said, you're doing 49 into 35. Second of all, I'm like, I don't even think I was going that fast, dude. I really don't. I mean, I didn't say that to him because I didn't talk to him because mm-hmm. I won't talk to someone who's ruining my day. Mm-hmm. But I was just like,
good choice.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do?
No.
Try and, you know,
you
talk
make,
my way.
Right.
I'm,
yeah.
Screw
you're
it.
You're not
going to
make it better by sniping at him.
No, yeah. Of course not. And look, I do believe police do. I don't think he got into policing to
write tickets.
I mean, I was yeah. sitting there in my own head. Of course, I'm mad now because I'm bummed. I'm just like,
when's the last time you got a ticket? It's been a
long
while.
Long time. Long, yeah. long time.
So you're not worried about points?
No, I'm going to do the traffic school. It's been that long, so I'm good. But it was just one of those things where I'm like, the GDTL is on fire. There's feces and needles, and you guys are writing tickets for 49 miles per... God, Jesus! Of yep. course, that was just me in my head. Yep, I yeah. didn't say anything. I just went, yes, yep. And he, I think he could feel me. Sometimes I've heard I come off.
Your vibe,
off.
You mean?
Yeah. He goes,
I've never noticed it, but I've heard from other people that you vibe pretty hard.
Yeah.
You can kind of, the people have said, boy, I can really tell the mood of the room.
So anyway, he goes, let me give you a tip. If you take this to the courthouse, it's likely they'll let this go.
Because you have time for that.
Well, and then he goes, do you still live in Santa Cruz? And I'm like, yeah, I still live in Santa Cruz. It's fine. Thanks. Like, what? I'm not going to the courthouse to fight. And then I can only hope.
Right.
And meanwhile, while I'm in there, my windows get broken and I get whatever was in there, an
no
ink pen
doubt.
Stolen.
Exactly. How much is the winning?
I don't know. It doesn't even matter.
It's like $500 or $600.
Yeah. $500 or $600.
Yeah,
why is it so much?
Well, that's
five or
San Francisco.
Is,
yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, man. Come on, wood nymphs. Keep me safe. You know what? I'm not going to worry about it because I'm not going to get a speeding ticket.
No, you're not.
I don't speed.
But 49 and a 35. And I'm telling
I
you,
go
I don't even think I was doing 49.
Mm.
I was coming around a turn.
I'll tell yeah. you another thing. That's basically a highway. That's like one of the few spots where there's only one light in that whole park
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, you know, you're going, you know what you're doing? The speed everyone else is doing.
That's I was
what you're
not.
Doing. People you're do not go passing anybody.
Yeah. This was 11 a.m. or 11:30, whatever it was. And it's one of those times where I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I was not alone.
No.
Mm-hmm. But
and you weren't passing everyone either. It's like, so you're going to pull us all over, right? Because I was going with the flow of traffic.
Oh, they were getting a lot of people. They were just, there was one guy calling them and a line of motorcycle yep. police just mm-hmm. ready, pulling out. I'm like,
come on, let's go.
Why?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess they need the money. I just, it's so annoying.
So I went home and I'm like, man, I got the piano and a damn ticket.
Expensive trip to Marin.
Woof.
Boy.
The picture I took, though, this is a classic. This is...
Picture what?
Did you post?
No, I didn't post it. It's not... I don't even know if it's post-worthy, but it's one of those fun pictures. When I was a kid, my dad... one of the things we used to do when you had to fill time during rainy, you know, weather or whatever, my dad would take us to the hobby store and we'd buy a model.
Mm.
Not Legos. A model.
And right.
You actually
model.
Got handed glue and right. you got little paint brushes
nice.
And...
stickers.
Right. And you have to look at Sarah.
Dude, I know.
Man, you were getting
career.
High that young, huh?
I do know. Just
you were getting
good.
High
I didn't
younger
know.
Than me
and
then.
There were even markers that I like to smell.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
It's nice.
Okay, anyway.
That's why I'm so stupid. I killed all my brain cells. I might have been a genius.
You're pretty darn smart. You might have been a
right.
genius.
If I had just not killed so many brain between that and the nitrous oxide, my God. Freaking moron.
Who talked about the nitrous?
Just all the inhalants I've done over my life.
Oh, my
stupid
Lord.
Girl.
Oh, gross.
I'm dummy.
Nice, sir.
Anyway.
Thank you, Bren.
One of the things that would happen is my dad would get it, you know, he'd sit down and he'd pull all the stuff out and he'd, and then inevitably he'd start doing it.
Yeah.
And
your
I'd be,
model.
I'd be, and here's, there's the chair and him at the desk and him starting the model. Mm-hmm. And then there's me like, could I, and
meanwhile the thing's getting assembled.
The body of the thing is now put together, and
I got
like,
the fuselage done for you. Let me just start the wings for you.
I set up the piano and it's set up. I asked.
Did you get a little stand for it?
I got the stand. I got the seat.
Headphones?
I got the whole thing. No, not the headphones.
Oh, how exciting!
I know.
So I get all this stuff, and I'm like, I asked the missus, where do you want it? Because I don't want to set it up and then have to move it. So she picks the spot.
Is it in the main house?
In the rec room.
Okay.
I vacuum it in. She's like, well, what do you... I think you should put it in her room because then her sister can't knock it down. She wants it in the rec room because it's close to her. Okay, you got it. Vacuum real good. Mm-hmm. Put the thing up. Get it all set. Turn it on. And the missus sits down at it. And my kid is sitting next to her. And she's like, can I... And I had a splash of my dad doing this model while I'm sitting there going, man, oh boy. So here's the picture. And it's,
does it have a little onboard speaker so you can, it makes its own noise, or did you have to hook it up to an amp?
No. It's got a great speaker too. Okay. I mean, it sounds really good. It's got those weighted keys.
Nice.
And like you said, I mean, you thought it's not nearly what you thought it would cost.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's like a home model if it's got an onboard speaker.
Here, let me show it to you.
Normally, you got to run those things through an amp or a PA. Let's have a look. You should post this. You should. You've been talking about it.
So there's that one.
Oh my, does she play some piano?
Yeah.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
Oh, look at her with her. She even got her little music up. Let me see that.
No, that's a hole in the thing.
Oh, that's not her. That's not her camera. Looks just like a phone.
That's the blinds behind the
right. Blind. Well, I see it now. That's so funny. She's all like, "Get off my piano! That's my piano."
Let me see. Tell him to hold it up to the window.
Hold it up.
Let me show you how to do this.
Oh my god.
You got to put those up.
So, yeah.
That's so cute.
I had that flashback to when your dad's,
yeah.
Get something for you to do and then ends up doing it for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you could have bought your own and we could have done them together.
So it sounds like Christina has a new toy.
Yeah, I think so.
It's great.
Yeah.
So did she take lessons and stuff? Like, she's actually really musical. Like, John actually made the comment. He's like, wow, Christina actually has some innate musical ability.
Oh, wow.
When we were all jamming at the wedding, he was like, she knew to wait. She had her timing was really good. Her intonation was good.
Oh, come on. She grew up with Stevie B. And like,
that's true. How could she not?
I mean, high energy music.
She knows all about the rhythm.
It's as good as it gets.
Men, you know what I'm saying?
So I wonder, if Isla will get some stuff handed down to her.
I don't know.
That's great.
We'll have to wait and see.
So how much piano does she play? Tell me everything.
I don't know.
Oh.
This is our first piano.
Yeah, what did she play?
She was doing nothing, really.
Noodling,
yeah. But, we'll see. I think that's why it ended up getting built right outside her office in the rec room. Because it didn't make sense for it to be there. And then when you see her taking over the piano and the kid going, but Kai, can you...
Did you get a sustained pedal for it?
We did.
Of course.
I didn't see it on the things that the teacher asked for.
Well, it's got to have that. She's gotta learn.
So anyway, we'll see. We'll see if how that goes. It's set up. It's done. And, and then I took my ticket back to my bedroom.
Well, you did a good job. You dadded it up yesterday.
It was kind of a good day.
It was a good day. And you'll do the traffic school and pay the ticket and not get any points.
I mean, Dad had to do that, though. Speed to 49.
That's annoying, especially when you just... I don't even know what I was going. You know where I was going? The right distance behind the guy in front of
me. That's Burlingame Police. That's not San Francisco PD.
That's Foster City Police.
It does seem like there's a lot of other problems in
the
city.
That's Redwood City Police. Come on.
The goddamn Tenderloin doesn't pay, though. You round those people up, there's no
You ever try one of those traffic ticket lawyers?
Oh, someone's...
I've seen those.
I've heard those too, yeah.
No, and
pay money and you don't get a point.
Yeah, for $100 they get rid of the ticket.
Well, no, not $100.
What is it?
It's a few $100.
Oh, well, how much is the ticket?
Even look. I'm just going to do traffic school. Okay. It's fine. It's fine.
And you just give it to them and then hands off.
Oh.
Or when Vibe says,
after you pay them.
CaliforniaTrafficDefenders.com on Bryant Street. My attorney friend Robert is an expert at taking care of tickets.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, even the police guy was like, you can get this rid of this. Yeah. Which I was thinking, well,
why are you giving it to me?
You think I just got more time?
Right. So you're giving out tickets and you're telling people how to get out of them? Like,
well, I think he feels bad. That's my point. I don't think he got into policing to do that. I'm sure he found himself in a meeting that morning.
People didn't want to just write tickets?
No, I'm sure that's not it. Mm. I'm sure he went, this sucks. But, you know, he's like, look, I got 7 more years till my pension kicks in. And I got to survive it. So I bet it's, you know, on one hand, you're like, I don't want to write tickets. On the other, it's like writing guys with dad bods tickets is a lot better than being in the Tenderloin trying to put out that dumpster fire.
Doing a raid.
I mean, that's a nightmare. Yes. If you walk through there, you're just all, oh my God.
I know.
It's like a
chaos.
War zone.
I know.
You can't even go down to Market Street anymore. You try and walk down there, you just you know what? It's no fun here.
Yeah.
Used to be cool.
Yeah. I just get accosted, at the least.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk down to Market Street today to see the
Oh, well, tell us everything.
Maybe I'll Uber.
No, you should walk. You'll love it.
I was thinking about walking, but...
Just watch out for needles. You got closed-toe shoes?
I do.
All right. That's good.
It's not too far down Market. Maybe I'll take a side road out there. I think Hot Ass Danielle's going to come here and meet me here and we'll walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Is Caleb meeting us at the, theater?
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Like off the air, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, great. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Hope Day. Oh, by the way, Big Brother's on tonight.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.